From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The suicide bombing at the Bakir el-Ulam Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. The bomber entered during a religious ceremony and detonated explosives strapped to his body. Syrian government forces have advanced inside the city of Aleppo after launching attacks on rebel-held areas. Government forces are pressing to recapture the city's eastern neighborhoods. Also, the seventh straight day of airstrikes by government warplanes has left residents with almost no access to medical treatment. Both Syria and Russian government officials have denied targeting medical facilities. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien said Monday more than a million Syrians are living under siege by government and Russian forces.
The real question is this: how can we prevent now nearly a million people being subject to a cruel form of collective punishment that gets more severe and intense month after month across the country?
Stephen O'Brien spoke at the UN in New York. An earthquake struck Tuesday off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan. A tsunami warning was issued. The Japan Meteorological Agency says the quake struck around 6 a.m. at a depth of 10 kilometers. It warned people along the coast to move to higher ground. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. This is VOA News.